This episode is brought to you by Podcast Assist, offering voiceovers, audio editing and mastering, transcriptions and show notes, episode summaries, and even hosting a podcast on a topic important to you. Visit facebook.com/podcastassist for more info on their flat $30 per hour rate.
I was thinking that we could do this better. We could do this better now.
I'm Chance Dorland, and this is the Des Moines FM Podcast. You can subscribe in the iTunes Store with Stitcher, Audio Boom, Overcast, or your favorite podcasting app. And also, leave us a comment or let us know your opinion on this or any other topic by recording a voicemail message on our website, DesMoinesFM.com. Earlier this month, a guest column appeared in the Cedar Rapids Gazette titled, "Ruling Will Strangle Iowa's Solar Industry." The article was written by Troy Van Beek, the founder and CEO of Ideal Energy, which is a veteran-owned business located in Fairfield, Iowa. And I'm joined now by Mr. Van Beek to discuss the points he made in that article. So, Troy, thank you, first off, for joining me. And let's begin. You have a very interesting background. Not only do you work as a business owner in the field of solar energy, you're also a veteran. So could you talk a little bit about your background in Iowa and why you decided to get into the solar field?
Well, we started Ideal Energy in 2009, but previously I had a background in the U.S. military. I was in the Navy SEAL teams for 9 years. I had worked with the State Department after that in Afghanistan, working for Hamid Karzai on a special detail to protect that president. And then I had started a security company in Africa. So I've spent a lot of time in the Middle East and all over the world, really, before moving to Iowa, getting an education in sustainability, and then starting our company here.
And so in this article for the Gazette that I just mentioned, you talked about a ruling. What is this ruling that you're speaking of? I think it's probably fair to say a lot of Iowans might not have even heard about this.
Yeah, back in October, the IUB, the Iowa Utility Board, had asked the utility companies, the publicly traded utility companies, to expand the opportunities for distributed generation, which would be solar or wind. And as a response to that, Alliant had come back with a change to their net metering policy that actually hindered renewable energy or distributed generation much more than it has in the past. So net metering being one of the things that has made renewables or solar extremely viable. It utilizes the grid as a battery and helps to maximize the return on investment for our clients. So when they came back with their change to their tariff, there was some back and forth, clearly from the renewable energy industry, that this absolutely hindered the industry and shouldn't be allowed, especially under what was requested by the IUB.
Yeah, you wrote that this will strangle Iowa's solar industry and hurt Iowa's families and businesses. And so, once again, as I mentioned, a lot of people might not have heard about this. And even if they're interested, it might be something that's not easy for them to understand. So could we talk about what the current rules are that you call a, quote, fair deal for Iowa's utilities and their customers? And how does that compare with this proposal from Alliant Energy that you say makes the choice to go solar harder for homeowners and businesses in the state?
Well, previously, we've been able to utilize the grid as the battery. What has been put in place a number of years back, which is it is a law in Iowa that you have to net meter. So that allows us to get a one-to-one trade for the energy that we're producing. If we're being charged 10 cents a kilowatt hour or more or less, we get an equal trade for that if we produce it ourselves. And of course, with solar, we're producing at peak demand. So right at the time when everybody's turning everything on is when the sun's shining the most. Air conditioners come on. There's a high value to that energy, but we get a fair trade for that energy. This new net metering rule that has come out through Alliant has severely limited that. They're suggesting that it would be calculated by their demand usage. And the calculation that they put forth, we've run ourselves and several other people in the industry. Lawyers have looked at it and run the calculation. And it shows that it can limit the amount of energy that is net metered up towards 70%. So instead of getting a fair exchange for that at a one-to-one value, if you're trying to go 100% solar, anything over that 30%, you would only get a couple pennies for it instead of, let's say, the 10 cents, if that was what you were being charged. And that's the calculation that was put forth in the ruling that we ran and has given us the reason to be rather upset about this change.
And so when you say us, I assume you're talking about yourself and the people you work with at your company, Ideal Energy. What are other people in the solar industry in Iowa saying about this?
Well, yeah, sure. It's not only Ideal Energy. Of course, there's many people in the industry. We were one of the very first companies in Iowa to be a solar company, a solar design and installation firm. But there's probably at least 40 companies in Iowa. And these companies have started and been created and created many jobs within the state because of the rules that have been put forth. So there's the trade associations that are out there that are very keen to make sure that we have a strong industry. ICEDA, SEIA, of course, Environmental Law and Policy, Sierra Club. There's many that have been involved in making sure that this industry stays strong. And they have been all involved in reviewing this and partaking in you know, what is transpiring.
All these groups, all these individuals that you just mentioned, what's your course of action at this point? Just reaching out to lawmakers, letting it be known to the community via the Gazette or this podcast, what's going on? I mean, where are you kind of putting all your efforts now?
Yeah, people need to be informed, and I appreciate it. Appreciate you taking the time to get to understand this. There has been a website that has been created, which is saveiowasolar.org, and that's a petition. And although the IUB actually accepted this ruling, this change, it's never too late. And I think that we have to remain strong because this is a matter of our freedom. You know, having a background in the military only strengthens my desire to make sure that we maintain our freedoms. And for me, this is our freedom of choice. And when it's a choice between renewable energy and fossil fuels, that's to me a no-brainer. And we have to preserve that right to choose.
In the Gazette, you wrote that it's our opinion that these new metering rules are the death knell for residential solar in Alliant Energy service territory in Iowa. You continue, it will be no longer financially viable for families to choose renewable solar power and lower energy bills, which we believe should be a right available for any Iowan, as you just mentioned. This might be an easy jump for someone to make, but I'll let you make it very easily on your end, I assume. Why would Alliant Energy want this to be done?
Yeah, well, I understand that they're trying to preserve their business model. And their business model, unfortunately, is one where they're selling kilowatt hours. And there's really not a, there's not, the model doesn't encompass a desire to become more efficient. What we're doing is we're creating an opportunity for people to have free renewable energy. And that model has a payoff. And we've done this with many homeowners and businesses where we've reduced their utility bill down to a zero except for their meter fee. You know, we can bring them down to a net zero energy usage. So with that, what we're looking at now is where we're reducing it down to such a point where it becomes extremely expensive. If they're going to limit the amount of net metering that we can do, if you were to go with the same system, it would double or triple the amount of time that it takes to pay that energy off. And to me, that is completely unfeasible for a lot of our clients.
From what you've seen, how does Iowa compare with either other states in the Midwest or just nationally on something like this? Iowa's an interesting state. It, in some ways, if you will, it's very progressive, and in some ways, it's not so progressive. Wind energy is obviously an industry in Iowa as well. How would you say this compares to some of the other states in the area?
Well, we have some of the lowest energy costs in the nation. So it's been a bit of a struggle to bring a renewable energy on, where if we're talking about energy costs of, let's say, 12 cents a kilowatt hour in Iowa, it may be over 20 cents a kilowatt hour in California. So that's why you see such a great boom of solar on the coast. But we have an incredible resource. The solar resource here is fantastic. As you can see, we have an incredible industry in growing corn, and corn requires a lot of sun. So the opportunity to be independent is fantastic here in Iowa. It's just that we've been battling with the low cost of energy. Of course, energy costs are looking to go up. I know the utility companies are proposing that there's going to be a 10 to 12% increase in their cost of energy. And that, of course, is going to make solar even more valuable, and which is another reason for them to really put forth these new net metering rules that would make solar more difficult to get involved in.
And then final thoughts here, Troy. You ended your piece with some consequences that you said would be happening if nothing's done to stop the way things are currently moving forward. We already mentioned April 1st is when this is supposed to be implemented, so just a few days from when we're recording this interview now. What do you think those consequences will be, not only for Iowans, but people like yourself who are involved in the industry? Is this kind of the case that you make? Is this the noose around the industry, or might something still be able to move forward, and then perhaps when there's friendlier rules in the future, kind of come back?
Well, Alliant is still yet to put forth their calculations on how we're to work with them. And that will determine a lot. It's rather insane that the IUB has accepted this ruling without those calculations, but they have. So we're moving forward as best we can to stick with the industry. But of course, businesses like ours have to consider how we can survive. And does that mean that we move out of the state to other areas that are more friendly to solar? I'm yet to determine that. We've tried to diversify as best we can, but the solar aspect of what we do, like I've stated, could die out just because of certain rulings like this. And I think as soon as we allow a ruling like this to happen, it's going to continue on until solar is not viable anymore. So I hope that we can keep moving forward, but it's really hard to see until we know what we have to work with. And that's been really the hardest thing so far, is that there has been a real lack of clarity in answers from the utility companies.
Perhaps to try to end on a more positive note, Troy, have you been seeing some positive responses to either your guest column in the Gazette or talking to Iowans, other business owners on this issue? You obviously seem to be very concerned about this. You have a very unique, very honorable story. Aside from the fact that, you run this company, your military service as well, I think people probably would take to heart anything that you told them. Have people been taking to heart this message? Have you been seeing some minds that are changing?
I think with the political climate right now, I think everybody is pretty fired up to take action. So we have seen a lot of support. People want to participate. They want to have that choice, that freedom. So we're thrilled with that that response. We have to do everything we can with it. I continually encourage people to participate. We have been involved with helping set up that website that I mentioned with saveiowasolar.org. And, I hope that we can continually make strides to support renewables.
I've been speaking with Troy Van Beek, a former U.S. Navy SEAL and CEO of Ideal Energy, which is, at least for now, based in Fairfield, Iowa. And as you mentioned, Troy, we'll see what happens in the future. Thank you so much for your time today, and best of luck with your continued fights in the coming days and weeks.
Thank you.
I'm Chance Dorland, and you've been listening to the Des Moines FM Podcast. You can subscribe in the iTunes Store with Stitcher, Audioboom, Overcast, or your favorite podcasting app. And as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, leave us a comment. Let us know your opinion on this or any other topic by recording a voicemail message on our website, DesMoinesFM.com. This episode is brought to you by Podcast Assist, offering voiceovers, audio editing and mastering, transcriptions and show notes, episode summaries, and even hosting a podcast on a topic important to you. Visit Facebook.com/Podcast Assist for more info on their flat $30 per hour rate.